From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June the 3rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan is reporting in the Register Star that the Greenport Town Board on Wednesday, June the 1st, unanimously approved a 6-month moratorium on the construction of new solar farms. The moratorium will not impact ongoing construction of the Middle Road and Sunstream Hudson solar farms. The board's action will not affect the placement of solar panels on homes and businesses or freestanding solar panels covering less than 1/4 of an acre. Town Supervisor Ed Nabosny said the ban was needed because there's nothing in the town laws to address the creation of solar farms. He said Greenport is open for business, but the town needs some time for its planning board to create and implement guidelines for the construction of new farms. Nabosny said he intends to address in the coming months the possible need for fencing around farms that will happen if or when a farm goes out of business or moves, among other things. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Kate Seckinger is reporting in the Daily Mail that Jim Bifonsky, owner of the former Jim's Lunch on Main Street in Catskill for nearly 50 years, is celebrating his 100th birthday Friday, June the 3rd. Bifonsky was born in his family home on West Main Street and has been a resident of Catskill his entire life. He is a graduate of St. Patrick's High School, a lifetime member of the Catskill Citizens Hose Company No. 5, and a member of the Elks Club. Bifonsky worked at the 9W Diner and in a restaurant on Bridge Street before he opened Jim's Lunch at 325 Main Street, then the site of the Catskill bus terminal. Governor Nelson Rockefeller ate there, and the restaurant is featured in the 1985 film Hard Choices, Bifonsky said. He said, and I quote, "I did all the short order work. I always loved it. I always loved serving people. I knew everybody. I still miss them," end quote. Bifonsky has seen a lot of changes in Catskill during his lifetime. He remembers when Main Street was made of brick and Bridge Street was dirt, and when the Rip Van Winkle Bridge opened in 1935. Bifonsky said, and I quote, "I was the second one on the bridge," end quote. He crossed ahead of then-Governor Herbert Lehman, who followed 2 or 3 cars behind. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Paul Kirby is reporting that the Daily Freeman newspaper is selling the building it has occupied for more than 40 years. Freeman publisher Robert O'Leary said on Thursday, June the 2nd, the newspaper operation would continue regardless of where employees are eventually based. O'Leary said the newspaper will continue to deliver the news every day and emphasize that the Freeman is doing well financially. He said, and I quote, "By every metric, the Daily Freeman is thriving," end quote. 20 Lake Holdings, a real estate asset management firm and owner of the building, has decided to sell 7997 Hurley Avenue in Kingston, where the Freeman has been housed since 1974. The asking price for the 26,000-square-foot building on 3 acres is $1.7 million. O'Leary said the Freeman would prefer to stay where it is, possibly leasing space from new owners. If that proves impractical, the paper would ideally remain in Kingston or perhaps move to the town of Ulster. The Freeman has 30 employees. The newspaper has not printed in the Kingston building since late 2010. Beginning in 2013, the Freeman began printing on the Times Union Press in Colony. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton in Capital Confidential reports that congressional candidate Andrew Heaney is attempting to make a campaign issue out of the fact that the New Platts Town Planning Board does not recite the United States Pledge of Allegiance before their meetings. Heaney says in a new advertisement, and I quote, "We need to say the Pledge of Allegiance, keep dangerous people from countries like Syria and Iran out, and protect our right to bear arms. We either have a country or we don't," end quote. No word on loyalty oath from his Republican opponent John Faso in the June 28 primary for the 19th congressional district seat currently occupied by Chris Gibson. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And for our final story, the bill Senator George Armador, Republican Rotterdam, wrote to close the cider loophole, S-5341, passed the Senate on June the 1st and moves on to the Assembly, where it is sponsored by Assembly Member Patricia Fahey. The bill would allow farm-based cideries to sell New York State wine, beer, and spirits by the glass for consumption on premise. The state recent rules passed for wineries and breweries. Now apple farmers can make some extra income with promotion. Amador said in a statement, and I quote, allowing farm cideries to sell other New York State-produced beers, wines, and spirits encourages cross-promotion of all the great products New York State has to offer and will help this important piece of our economy continue to grow and flourish, end quote. Amador got another bill through the Senate on June the 2nd, one that would designate a portion of State Route 23 in the towns of Ashland and Windham in Greene County as the Wayne C. Speenberg Memorial Highway. Speenberg was a longtime Greene County Republican politician who served as leader of the legislature before his recent death. Today is day two of the WGXE All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. During the next 2 weeks, WGXE programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXE's hands-on radio on the air, live and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXE.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers today with non-severe thunderstorms also possible afternoon. There will be patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight, then a slight chance of showers between midnight and 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 59. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, it will be mostly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Saturday night, showers are likely, mainly after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Sunday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a temperature high near 72 degrees. Sunday night, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm again. It will be cloudy with a low around 61. Sunrise today was at 5:20 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:27 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 7 minutes of daylight. 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the third day of June 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.